19 Buck Dancers. So there's a lot going on this weekend. Let me start by giving you the weather, because that's the environment in which it will take place. Friday being today, thunder showers likely tonight, highs in the lower 60s. Saturday, showers and thunder showers yet again likely, lows in the 50s, highs to mid 60s and 70s. And Sunday and Monday, if we dare to take a look that far, chance showers and thunderstorms, lows in the 50s, highs again in the 70s. So let me tell you what's going on and how you can get off your ass and support the local music scene. This tonight, Friday night, go on down in the basement if you want to see some reggae. Rock and Vibration will be playing. The cover's to be announced. At the Bitter End, Neon Jesus and Figurehead are going to be playing. The cover's $1 there. And at Gino's is a benefit for Stephanie Geary, one of the members, staff members' younger daughters who recently got into a car accident. Buck Grunt will be playing the bill, and it's $4 to get in. Saturday, at the Asylum, Shuffle and Tremble, Octane, and Actual Size will be doing local music. And at the basement, Saturday night, Sabretooth Nudist. Again, the cover is to be announced. And Free Street Taverna, Saturday night, The Brood and The Pontiffs, some of the oldest, schoolest bands there is. And you can go on down and check out Kip and his Mighty Orange. Sunday night, there's a big benefit yet again for yet another car accident, except this one's a little older. That's right, Mr. Bird, Dave Bird. We're trying to help him pay his bills. It's $5 to get in at the Free Street Taverna. Diesel Doug and the Long Haul Truckers, the Piners, and Jumpstart Jenny. It's Night of Americana, fun and all that popcorn. Okay, so it's a lot to go over, and I think it's taken up enough time. The band tonight in the studio is Twisted Roots, and these guys have been together for about 9 years, 2 months, 30 hours, and they haven't ever made it to our closet, so it's been a long time. We're going to go on in. Guys, can you hear me in there?
Yes.
Okay, so let me introduce the boys. Twisted Roots is made up of Sonny on the drums. Can you say anything, Sonny?
No,
Sonny can't say anything.
Too far away from the microphone.
That's okay. We don't like to give Sonny microphones.
Well, he had one, but he chewed it. We took it away from him.
I believe that. And Pete's obviously the one talking to me, guitar and vocals. Adam is also in the guitar. He doesn't have a microphone either. But he has that. That's good.
And he has a guitar.
And Mark is on the bass, and will be doing the vocals as well. Let me start off by plugging their super patriotic gig. I'm really proud of you, your nationalism, guys. The 4th of July, you can check out Twisted Roots at the Asylum. And before then, if you want a little more of an acoustic touch, they're going to be playing The Basement, believe it or not, June 27th. So, 9 years, 2 months later, you guys have a CD coming out this fall?
Yes, we do. sometime in October.
Oh, beautiful. And all their other CDs, which are, how many of them? Two or three?
This will make the third full length.
The third full length.
Yeah.
And it can be picked up at Bull Moose, or Strawberries and Newberry Comics. And if you're in Boston, although we don't transmit that far, Tower Records. So I guess the first song in the set list is called John Doe.
Yep.
You want to go into it?
Absolutely.
Thank you.
It's up to Sonny right now.
Sonny. Sonny will do anything for the ladies.
I'm the reason for the man named John Doe. So
Oh my God, that's pretty loud considering the room's like 15 feet by 15 feet.
It seems loud.
It's bigger than the practice spot.
Yeah. Well, you know, no beer stains. That's the only difference, I swear to God. Lucky we took the piano out. That's a good deal.
This smells better.
Yeah, well, it does right now. You wait for a few minutes. So Twisted Roots has gone down as far as Tampa, Florida, and out as far as Cleveland. What do you think about Middle America?
It's what is there to think about Middle America?
Corn. Corn. There's a lot of corn to think about out there.
Corn and cheese.
And cheese.
Wisconsin.
It's the best.
Hey, Sonny, can you put that fire out?
Poor Sonny. He got here and broke something immediately. Yeah, we're always, oh, well, we'll fix something. We might give her away on the air every week. So it's all right. So anyway, going that far, we might as well go into the next song. Blah, blah. For the money?
Yes.
Ah, all right. Still tuned into WMPG, and we're still listening to Twisted Roots live from our studios. And it's a real treat because this CD isn't out yet, and we're talking about being able to hear some of it beforehand to encourage all y'all to buy it because it's a good deal. It's a cat's meow right now, although it's not out. But you guys went to like four different studios or such to get the tracks down. It's all recorded, isn't it?
Yeah, we started off in Rhode Island, Providence, Rhode Island, and did the bass and the drum tracks. And then we took it up to, we did most of the guitar track stuff there too. And went up to Mass, Jamaica Plains Mass, Squid Hill, and did all the vocals. And then kind of did a bunch of touch up things in Westbrook, added like, you know, guitars that kind of fell out from Providence and stuff like that. And just, you know, put the cherry right on top of it.
Oh, that's cute. And of course, it leads you to the question: you guys are no longer on Cherry Disc, right?
No, we are not.
Right, that was beautiful. I know you guys are now on Ripcord.
John Horton's itching his ass right now.
Oh, the flames of hell. All right. So you guys are obviously Beasley boys. And I don't know. So you guys have been together for 9 years. And let me ask you, I mean, gigs from the Penny Post to Central Maine Civic Center. I mean, does your audience, do you think, it's changed over the years? Or do you think it's the same? Or
I think when we did communication, it was like there was a change. But it was just more or less people that were kind of locking into the groove of what the band was really trying to accomplish at the time. You know what I mean? But
right.
I don't think it's really changed all that much. I mean, it's pretty much the same people coming out and, you know, they're all still
the regulars. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good. It's good to keep the same following. You kind of see them progress as you do. Okay, so the next song on the big list, I'm losing my papers here, is On My Shoulders. Oh.
We'll be right back.
goofballs. I just want everyone out in Radioland to know that Adam plays guitar with the biggest smile on his face, like he's out of a freaking Coke commercial. It's ungodly. It's
woo! They make commercials for Coke?
I don't know what they do.
I'd just like to say thank you to Gary.
Who is Gary? See, you just can't do that. You got to have a little explanation out there.
Some things are just better not known. You know what I mean?
All right. Good enough. Okay, so the next song is called Maker.
Maker, yeah.
Maker.
Maker. It's about Jamaica.
Do the ultimate rock and roll ending, like every song. Everyone just like looks at it's Sunny. Are you ready? Poof, hit it one more time. All right, so I want to remind our listeners that June 27th you can catch an acoustic version of Twisted Roots in the basement, or
yes,
or
can.
At I don't know what other names has it had. The place below Punky's, Leo's there, and of course for all you patriotic people, go on down to the Asylum July 4th. Do you guys know who you're playing with, or? That's still
on July 4th, we're playing with Spill from Vermont.
Oh, yeah, Spill's a great band from Vermont. Very progressive rock sorts.
Progressive.
Prog, if you will. Okay.
20th century progressive rock.
I think they're creative. I like their CD. They're very good. Okay, so the next song is called Stop Dying.
Stop Dying.
That makes a lot of sense. Just stop.
God damn it, stop it.
All right.
What was I thinking when I tried to get away with my shit? For a moment I felt the love, the forces hiding in the road. Between the opposites and the vices in the street. Give yourself to the trust of all the doggone all you want to ever. All to ever. Stop dying when I'm talking to you. 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 Stop dying. Stop. Stop dying when I'm talking to you. 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 Just about the girl I'm calling all to ever. All to ever. Sometime when I'm talking to you. Sometime when I'm talking to you. Sometime when I'm talking to you. Sometime when I'm talking to you.
And if we had control, you're still tuning into Twisted Roots live from WMPG Studios. And it's...
Come on, you know you can do it.
Oh, yeah. All right, just hold your breath. Okay. And it's 7:54 on the digital chronometer, or clock, if you will call it that way. And this program's called Local Motives, which is a live thing here that we do week after week after week. And it's made possible in part by the generous support of our listeners. That means everyone out there right now, as well as a grant provided by Bob Ludwig's Gateway Mastering Studios. Who supports the unique music of played on WMPG? So there you go. That's done. It's almost 8. I'm trying to figure out. No, that one's not new. This one's new. Okay. So used to?
Used to, yeah.
Okay.
That's.
And what is.
Used to be. It used to be another song.
Well, it was old. Now it's not.
Now it's, yeah.
Okay.
It's one of them silly things.
It's like you were the originals, and then you were the new originals.
Some
and then you were just... All right, okay, I get it. Good enough.
Original. This is an original cover of an original song.
Bounce it like wind, but I was found.
God. No, no, no. I'm the one that needs to apologize. Hey, Gary called. Oh, Gary says, thank you for thanking me. And I said, thank your mother for having you. So everyone's been thanked properly. You want to flip those? Flip the Jimmy over? All right, cool.
Flip what over? You want me to flip my amp over?
I'm not talking to you.
Because there's not enough room in here to do that.
You're right. You're right. You probably couldn't even lay it down.
But we can break them.
Well, you have seen Pete doing the flips, right? I mean, he's been doing backflips the whole time.
Yeah.
It's our on the radio stage show.
It's awesome.
I just keep getting freaked out by how close it gets to that window.
I almost hit your headstock that one time.
That's nuts. So let me ask you a question, Pete. Do you smoke?
No.
You know? Wow. Okay.
I don't smoke any pot ever.
No,
never.
I wasn't even talking about that cigarette. That's what I was talking about. See, what were you thinking, buddy? I'm thinking your lung capacity is amazing, and I'm just wondering. You know,
well,
if you
when
smoke.
I was 12, I had an accident in a boat. My uncle and I went out on this lake, and no, serious.
Okay, all right.
You're laughing at me.
I'm sorry.
And I'm about to divulge like this.
Okay.
No, whatever.
I'm taking you seriously. Oh, whatever. Okay. That's a cop out. Come on.
All right. So anyway, you gonna listen this time?
I'm listening.
Okay. So we were on this boat, and the boat tipped over, and my uncle's like, grab onto the paddle, grab onto the paddle. And then I went to grab onto the paddle, and then I went under, and I blacked out. And when I woke up, I found out they had inserted an extra lung in my right ass cheek. Serious.
Come on! I won't buy that for a quarter.
We're crashing wheels of love and memory, love and memory, love.
Medley every now and then going right into spinning, gnashing,
right into Over the Mountain.
Love and oh, wait a minute. Okay, so let me ask you guys a couple questions now because obviously Twisted Roots is probably one of Maine's most recognizable local bands or Portland's and local rock. We're all familiar with you guys. You guys tend to play out with Rotors to Rust. You've played out with Uncle Jack, you've played out with Broken Clown quite a bit, you've played out with Dude's Thumb. And, what's your favorite bill that you can think of, the most comfortable one in the bands, around here that you feel suit you?
I think it's a lot more comfortable being thrown on a bill or putting a bill together with bands that are comparable to us as opposed to getting thrown on a bill with a bunch of, like, punk rock bands that we really have nothing in common with.
Right, but in the same, wouldn't you want your person who's going to buy your ticket to not pay, like, the $5 or whatever dollars for the same sound for 4 hours or however long it's going to be? I mean, there's a
we bring bands in from other states, like Mass, like when we brought Cobalt up. I mean, that's just one example, but we do bring in bands from out of state and kind of showcase new bands that we've played with, like in these other cities and stuff.
Right.
And we do exchanges and whatnot, and
right,
it's not always the same bill, but
oh, I'm not saying that
around here there's not a big local rock support, I should say, around here.
No, there's everyone in this town is a musician.
Yeah.
That's why.
Yeah.
But there are a lot of, you know, every genre in Portland has something, at least three or four bands coming out of it that are just superb, you know, that really take the time and effort into it.
Absolutely.
And rock is one of the bigger ones where I can think of like eight people off the top of my head, brand new projects that are probably 2 months old. And I wonder, you know, maybe they would be a lot better off if bands that have become successful out of Portland, like Goots Thumb, like Twisted Roots, like Rustic Overtones, you know, Rotors and such, would probably pay a little bit more attention to them. Because the national acts coming in package bills, I mean, all that we have are more successful people that have come out of Portland themselves.
Yeah, I think a lot of those bands, I mean, the fact that there was really no rehearsal spaces in Portland to begin with for the longest time,
right,
except for an illegal mafia-run wharf where the ceiling was getting... It was like falling down and stuff. Well, you know what I'm talking about,
we're,
you know?
We're all familiar.
Metal Wharf. You've been down there, right?
Yes, I've been to Metal Wharf.
So it's like, you know, I mean, that really doesn't allow like a local scene to grow when there's, you know, not a lot of security. There's, you know, there's
right.
not a lot of support. You know, with prime artist studios, you know, I mean, I think bands are just discovering that place is there and they're going there and they're getting together and
right.
they're actually, yeah, it's really safe. It's, you know, 24-hour access and it's local. And, you know, that I think that that's what is making these bands get to where they are, as opposed to, you know, if someone paid attention to them, it's not that at all. I think it's just the fact that they need a place to rehearse and get ready for shows that they go out and want to support, you know, like if they're trying to get one of the local bands from around the area to come down and check them out, you know, there's not really a bulletin board or anything. There's no like community local mm-hmm. bulletin board where you can look up and see a flyer and stuff. You know, you can look around the poles around Portland.
Right. Well, I was suggesting not paying attention to them, but playing with them and, you know, opening up bills with bands that are much more successful, with bands that will not get the attention. You know, there's Matchbox 20 will play the Civic Center and no one will show up to one of the best shows I've ever seen at the Bitter End or wherever else, you know. So one of my point is that the local scene needs not only supports from people that have the money, but they need supports from successful bands that are coming out of it. And
yeah.
you being one of the more rock icons of Portland, you know, I just wonder if you often feel a responsibility to maybe, like, you know, have another band just come on in and do something, even if it doesn't necessarily hit or draw, but to
yeah.
give back. Because, you know, there are people that I'm sure when you guys were playing, you know, that did the same for you.
Yeah, we've done that. And it has happened to us before where we got on a bill. And, you know, after we had played the bill, our crowd had gotten much better. And, you know, people,
right.
you know, I mean, it's like we do what we can. I mean, you know,
right.
we don't play out that often, so there's not much that we can do.
Right.
But we do support the local music scene and, you know, as much as we possibly can, you know, as much as time and whatever will allow us to, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Club owners,
right. It just seems that more recent months, being 3 or 4 months in past, it's become more of an issue because these, like, I can't get away from the national acts just sucking the money dry out of the local bands. And it's just, it's coming a little depressing, you know, because they don't get the chance to open up for larger audiences. And so the only larger audiences that they will have a chance to be on the bill with are successful Portland bands, you know.
Yeah, I remember... Recently, well, it was actually about 4 months ago, I believe that Rotors was trying to get onto a big national thing that was at the Asylum, and the national booking agents wouldn't let them do it.
Right.
Absolutely no way that they would
John
let them
wouldn't.
Do it.
Yeah, it's a horrible thing. It's
It wasn't the club even. It was just, you know, it's just like they want to know what they're doing and when they're doing it.
Right.
And, period. But I mean, I think what Pete was saying about the whole rehearsal space thing is that that's kind of a platform for bands that I know that when we were starting out, that finding a rehearsal space was, you know, one of the hardest things.
Right.
When we were starting out, finding a place where you can play local original music was a hard place
right.
to come by.
Right. Right.
I mean, it's like there was nothing around.
And we've actually given many bands opening slots just because they were our friends and because we thought that they deserved a shot at it. So we're very conscious of, you know, that whole
right.
the whole
right.
local thing. And we're going to continue to be because, you know, being from Portland, your ear's always to the pavement as to, you know, what's going on. And it's a very creative town in, you know, many different aspects besides just music. So
absolutely. I'm just I'm bringing up now too because I think it's just, like I said, in recent months, it's become much more of an issue, you know, as weekend after weekend. You know, it's not, we're not like Cambridge where the Middle East is going to have upstairs and downstairs, this national act and that national act, and it's okay. You know, we're small. So, you know, I don't know. I practice as much as I can preach. I guess I should just shut up now. We should keep going with the music. It is 8:15, so.
Oh.
And all the listeners, if you're wondering, we're tuned into, you know, the Twisted Roots live from our studios. Name of this one's is called Voices.
Well, wait a second. Oh.
Almost.
There we go. Almost lost control.
You take the TV and you throw it out the window. I've done it. It's just saved me so much.
Isn't that great?
It is, too. We were all sitting in a room a long time ago. I'll never forget this. I don't know what we were watching. It could have been something as stupid as, like, I don't know, a TV, like, after-school special or something. But we're all sitting there. All of us at the same time saw the TV flash with the word dead. It was like a quarter of a second. Dead. And then it went back to the programming, and we just freaked out, and we literally picked the TV up and threw it out of a four-story window. That was it. Wow. That was the last TV I've owned. I just...
Jesus.
That's
crazy. How big was the TV?
It was a 12-inch.
It wasn't one of those, like, huge screen
TVs? No, it was a little 12-inch black and white trap, yeah.
Because, like, I mean, dead. You know, you throw one of those out the... TV. Right. Oh, man, that'd be bad.
It was just, it was, yeah. We were like, ah! All right. So the next song coming up is called Cabin Fever, and I actually really think that this is an incredible song. I think it's very well written. I've always cool. liked it. Yeah. I'm not supposed to know that. But anyway.
Ow.
How do you know that?
How do you know?
I'm psychic.
Ancient Chinese secret.
Shadows of the room, noises heard in the sound combined. Spread flower on the floor in the hall outside. Got to make sense of the senses, or they doubt themselves. That cabin fever spread so it was gone. We'll be right back.
phone call earlier I wanted to relay to you guys, since I am the root secretary today. Joe Kenny. Ring a bell to
Joe
you guys?
Joe Kenny, yeah.
Joe Kenny called. He says, you guys kick ass. And I said, what a fan. And he says, I'm such a fan. I've got him on my license plate.
Yeah, I remember him.
Does Joe Kenny...
He actually got us into a lot of trouble at one time.
Whoa. Yeah,
but
well...
But that's another story.
I believe it. And,
but that doesn't mean we don't love you, Joe.
But, Joe, I'm telling you, man, I love local music, but I would never put it on my license plate. All right, Joe?
It's not on my license plate.
No, it's on Joe's license plate. So, Joe, think
on
about
it. License plate if you wanted it to
it's
be.
A good thing we didn't change the name of the band.
Yeah, right. What's next, Joe? Tattoos? All right, okay. Then the last song is actually appropriate because it is the last song, and it's called Gone.
This one goes out to Joe.
Thanks, Joe.
Sorry.
Don't apologize. Life's too short.
Ah.
Ah. So.
God damn it. I'm not sorry then. I'm not sorry. I took the money.
All these false pleasantries. Away with them. Okay. So it's 8:28. That means it's 8:30. That means it's the end of the show. But it's been a blast because I really do think that you guys should have been on here earlier, but I never really talked to the right people and got it happening. So thank you for coming down.
Thank you.
Meant a lot to us.
No, thank you.
Oh,
that was Adam.
He means no, no, thank you.
That was so sweet. Well,
no,
it was sort of a thank you, but it was more of a thank you.
Oh.
Ask him if they play any.
So let me throw some reminders out for everyone in Radioland. There can be an acoustic version of Twisted Roots heard at the Basement, formerly Leo's, June 27th. And on July 4th, everyone bring out your stars and stripes and your cash to the asylum, because Twisted Roots will be playing with Spill from
After
Vermont.
After the fireworks, we're going to be playing, and then we're going to blow ourselves up.
Yep. It's T-Birds all over again. Watch out for shrapnel in your ass.
Wow.
Okay. Woo! All right, and...
That's not very funny, man.
I know. And I also want to remind everyone that their CD will be coming out in October. And so anyway.
And it might be called The New Mr. Jones.
The New Mr. Jones. Or something about Lock, Stock, Barrel, Schmerl. I don't know. That was bad. Okay, so I want to ask you guys to make a request.
Did you hear that, TJ? That was bad.
That was too many words.
Sorry, TJ.
TJ, there's too many words in that. No one's ever going to remember. Okay, so anyway. I just killed myself here, didn't I? Rob here, because stay tuned, because Stay Rude is on next. He wants you guys to request a ska song.
No, I want them to play one.
No, it's all
a
over.
A ska song.
Play one.
No, don't do that
to him. You kidding me? I can't play ska for the life of me.
Come on, don't have that. You can't skank. You need the wrist.
I can skank, but I can't ska.
All right, good enough. Okay.
It's like the difference between real coffee and instant coffee. You know what I mean?
All right, good enough. You're the DJ. You're going to have to come up with a music.
Oh, that's fine. I just wanted them to play one.
They're all done. They're sweaty and tired. Okay.
Well, I could do like the horn sounds. Like if you want to play one, then we could do like the...
Do you see what you're making them resort to? That's like coffee out of a machine. It's not even store-bought. All right. Cool enough. We will definitely probably be playing you the CD as soon as we get it. And I want to remind everyone that they'll be able to Definitely, probably. It depends if I get a copy. Possibly, maybe. That would have been worse to say. Definitely, probably. I mean, you guys get radio play on the other station. What do you need us for? We're just community here. But you can buy all the CDs at Bull Moose.
What do you need a community for? Jesus.
I was sarcastic. You can buy all their CDs that they have, the full length and the not so full length, at Bull Moose Music, Strawberries, and Newberry Comics. So... June 27th, show face for the Acoustack, and July 4th at the Asylum. Thank you, guys. Rock on. And let me remind everyone that this program, Locomotives, is made possible in part by listener support as well as a grant from Buck Dancers Choice Music Company. Buck Dancers Choice Music Company offers new and used vintage musical instruments, lessons, trades, rentals, and repairs. Buck Dancers Choice Music Company is located at 270 St. John Street in Portland, and their phone number for you is 774-2219 Buck Dancers. And... let me remind all y'all, because like I just said, so get off your ass, support your local music scene. These are Cherie's guarantees for the weekend picks. So you got about three choices a night. So here we go. Friday being today, being tonight, Rock and Vibration can be seen at the Basement. So you can go skank it up down there if you feel necessary. Or rocking at the Bitter End Barcade for a mere dollar is Neon Jesus from Boston and Figurehead from Portland. And at Geno's, it's a benefit for little Stephanie Geary. Poor little girl. And she got in a car accident. What the hell's going on with my voice? This is nuts. Anyway, Buck Grunt will be playing the benefit. It's $4. Saturday at the Asylum, Shuffle and Tremble, Octane, Actual Size. We'll be playing for another mere $4. At the Basement on Saturday, Sabretooth Nudist can be caught. Formerly Leo's there. And at the Free Street Taverna, the old school rockers, the Brood and the Pontiffs will be playing $3. Wow. My voice is getting stranger every second. I don't know what's going on. Okay, and... finishing all off the weekend here, Diesel Doug and the Long Haul Truckers, the Piners, and Jumpstart Jenny will be playing the benefit for Daybird at the Free Street Taverna. $5 to help pay for his car, his dippity-doo, and his horn-rimmed glasses. Everyone, have a safe and happy weekend. This is Cherie, and I will see you tomorrow night.
I think somebody's at the door.
Somebody answer the door. I don't want to get the door.
I'll get the door.